To a Bowden Education podcast. Today, Virginia and I are going to be discussing the importance of teacher development and professional learning and the context and environment for which this happens today. So, Virginia, to you, what's your opinion about the importance and how teacher development sits within the role of a teacher?
Hi, Catherine. I think that teacher development is essential for a number of reasons. Firstly, I think a lot of the time when we're in the classroom, we tend to be in a bubble where we don't necessarily have the opportunities to explore what other people are doing outside of that bubble. So being involved with professional development and developing networks and communicating outside our classroom, our school, our local area, our country is always useful in terms of gaining new perspectives, gaining ideas, deciding what you might change in your classroom. So that's one thing. But also professional development is empowering in terms of if it is research informed and evidence led, you have the backing for anything that you decide to do. So, for example, I was really keen to introduce writing journals into my Year 6 class, and I had conducted quite a bit of research into writing journals, reading around the subject, looking at how other people had used writing journals. I felt quite informed about why they were useful, how they might be used, what they might improve in terms of my teaching and the children's learning. So I put writing journals into practice just in my class, and the children loved them. And the writing was really going well. They were writing more for pleasure rather than just because they thought they had to write. So I took the idea to my head teacher and explained where the idea had come from and how it was research informed and what the results had been so far. And she was convinced of the idea, and we actually rolled it out across the whole school. And it was empowering for me because I felt I could go to the head teacher and suggest this. It was empowering for the children because they had an opportunity to use these writing journals in any way they wished. And it was empowering for the whole school. So that's just an example of the power of professional development in whatever form you decide to adopt it.
But I do think currently, I mean, if you take the current school context, whereby you've got a shrinking budget, we also have the issue of outcomes and teachers' time in class is really important. Of course, if you release teachers from the classroom, you're probably going to have to pay cover and so on. And I think that it's a real tension there, isn't there, between the perhaps will of some head teachers to want to offer good quality development to their staff, but at the same time there's such a limited pot of money and the challenges of taking teachers out of classroom for the day in the traditional model. So I think that's always really hard, which is why here in Bowden Education, that's why we moved to a completely different model. So do you want to explain why we've kind of turned teacher development on its head and why we've particularly chosen not to refer to it as CPD?
Yes, absolutely. I think you're right in terms of school budgets and access to professional development. It's really changed. I can remember when I was in school, there would be lots of different courses which were on big sheets of paper spread out all over the staff room, and we used to go to the head teacher and say we'd really like to go on this course or attend this perhaps 3-day course somewhere, and it was very easy to get onto them. We were very rarely turned down, and I remember those opportunities as being useful, powerful, good networking opportunities. Although when I also look back, I think how much of those courses do I remember and how much did I use them in terms of sharing what I'd learnt with other staff? And I certainly think there are limitations with that type of professional development. And that's why we decided on the model for Bowden Education that we are going for, which is the professional learning that teachers can engage in will be at the time they choose, for the length of time they choose, on the subject of their choice, and will give them the opportunity to network with teachers, senior leaders, not just in their local area, but could be nationally and internationally. And we are using webinar platforms, so they will be 1-hour webinars, usually in the evenings, although these can be arranged to suit individuals and schools. And they will be on a range of topics, which initially we have included some topics on our website, but can also be led by you. And if there are particular subjects or themes or perhaps a series of webinars that you'd like to see, we're more than happy to put these together.
And I think it's also true, isn't it, that because of all the constraints that we've previously spoken about, CPD has this connotation of being quite instructional based and mechanistic. So go and learn about the new Ofsted framework, learn how to teach phonics and things like that. So quite mechanical. And for me, when you start to tie together the impact of good quality teacher development on making some links perhaps between teacher retention, either within a school setting or within the profession as a whole, I think it's really important to move beyond and offer, and whilst at times those mechanistic how to do things training, if we call it that, might be really, really important for schools, I think we need to also offer teachers an opportunity to grow as professionals and keep that critical thinking alive as well, because when they become quite operational type deliverers, then that's I think when teachers begin to lose their passion a bit. So I think having these differing topics that are very different to those things that you're getting offered to typically on day release programs could be really attractive and inspire and get that sort of reignite that passion for teaching again.
I think you're right, and two things there. One is that hopefully these can fit into your lifestyle, so it's not about having to take a whole day out, it's not about having to spend hours and hours planning for that whole day out, and actually not potentially getting as much out of that day as you could. But it's also about, with the webinars, trying to think more about the why we're doing things rather than the what. So a lot of training tends to tell you what to teach and how to teach it.
Yeah.
But what we would try to be looking at is, why do certain things work? Why did we try something out? And what power did it have? What underpins what we are teaching in the classroom or the pedagogies that we're using? So for me, if you just know the what, is that if things aren't going as well as you'd hoped, you don't know why, because you haven't explored the why. There's no underpinning foundation for what you're teaching or the pedagogy you're using. And that's the problem often with what we might call top-down professional development, which is that somebody stands at the front during a whole day course and tells you what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. And there's often not that opportunity to say, well, where has this come from? Why are we doing it like this? Would there be other ways of doing it? So that's our intention with Bowden Education, is to try and get underneath why we're doing things.
Yeah, and what I also like, so I'm currently mentoring some early career teachers, and we were talking about opportunities to engage in teacher development. And through my conversations, there is no doubt that teachers are really hungry to develop and engage in professional learning and continue their learning from way back when they did their initial teacher education, for example. They want that to continue, and yet are feeling, through no fault of the schools, as we've said, around budgets, time and so on, that there just isn't that offer available. And in conversations with these mentees, we started talking about the morality, whether it's right or wrong or whatever, to engage in your own profession, you know, facilitate your own professional development. And overwhelmingly, these early career teachers were saying that yes, they're quite happy to sort of pay for their own and see it as an investment in themselves. And for me, teacher development and professional learning is priced is absolutely key to widen access and enable a whole host of teachers to get in and to invest in their own development if schools can't afford it.
Definitely, and that's been what we've tried to achieve with Bowden Education, is to make sure the pricing is affordable, realistic, and also that the webinars are held at times that will work for teachers. And we would also hope that you'll be able to explore the website in terms of lots of the free materials that we offer. So to give you an example, we have a resource called 5 for 5, which is 5 ideas in 5 minutes. And these are around a range of different topics, and they literally take 5 minutes to listen to. And they are ideas that you could immediately take into your classrooms. But the ideas are, again, all underpinned by research and evidence, research that we've undertaken, the reading that we've undertaken for the books that we've written, and our own professional learning over the years. So 5 for 5 is something very easily accessible, free, and hopefully, as Catherine said, it just gives you that spark of inspiration to think, yeah, I could have a go at that in my classroom.
And I love those 5 for 5s. What a genius idea. We know, and all of this work is about, we realise and totally appreciate how much time pressure there are on teachers. And the 5 for 5 to me is just perfect for a busy teacher to listen. You don't even need to read, you can just pop it on and listen and get 5 very simple ideas that you could take into your own practice straight away in its 5 minutes of your time. And literally, if you've moved to a school, so take the 5 for 5 around working with children and parents with EAL. Maybe you've moved to a new school and this is something you've really not had much experience about. Suddenly, within 5 minutes, you've got 5 really tangible things, that takeaways, really, that you can do to enhance your practice. So I think the beauty of these 5 for 5s and the webinars is they're not a huge amount of time, so an hour or 5 minutes. But also the blogs are very simple and useful, so you can read those when you're sat on a train or, you know, just on a Saturday morning when you wake up, whatever, whenever's your time. So I think that's the pure beauty of it as well. Whilst it's rigorous in terms of being research and evidence informed, it's also really accessible. And I think that will be appealing. Certainly it would be appealing to me as a teacher.
Definitely. And Catherine just mentioned the blogs there. So each month there'll be a new blog uploaded onto the website. And of course, if anybody would like to contribute blogs, then we're very open to hearing what you'd like to contribute. And also, once a month, there'll be a podcast, which might sometimes be Catherine or I or both of us or guest speakers. So again, these are freely accessible and are something that you could just use perhaps when you just want something to give you a bit of a lift or some ideas or just to refresh you, really. And as Catherine said, you can listen to them in moments when you're on the move or making the dinner, etc. So lots to access on the site.
Yeah, and you also mentioned the contributors. So this is really, I was thinking earlier, this is kind of like a cooperative in a way, in that we would love teachers to contribute to podcasts and blogs, and we've got a whole variety of different experts in their fields that are going to be leading webinars. So it's a real eclectic mix of really interesting subject matter, really, but we really want to empower really the teaching profession to write. So please write blogs, send them to us, and we would be more than happy to post. If you've got something you want to talk about, we'd love to interview you for our podcast. So it's really about that, and we want to create, whilst it is rigorous in terms of content, we want to create a really relaxed atmosphere and a big online community, really, so you can sit and have your cup of tea in your pajama bottoms if you like, engaging in a webinar. So we want to create that sort of rigorous in terms of content, but relaxed in terms of atmosphere.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you very much, Catherine. I think we've highlighted some of the key aspects of Bowden Education, and we hope that you will enjoy exploring the website and joining in many of the activities that we are engaged with.
And we hope to see you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.